Sharana Moore is taking her brother Otto to the grocery store.
Hey, brother.
Hey.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling all right, sis.
You were sick the other day. What was going on?
My brother is on Social Security disability. He has Crohn's, and he also has schizophrenia.
Otto gets $180 a month in SNAP, food stamps. Moore says they stretch it as far as they can, and sometimes that's not enough. She asks if he wants her to go in with him.
Go in with you?
No, I'll be okay, shit. I love you.
I love you too. Okay, I'll be out here.
Otto is one of many people in their neighborhood experiencing food insecurity, not having enough money or the ability to get to a grocery store. In food deserts like this one, people live more than a mile from a store that sells fresh fruits and vegetables. Moore says she sees kids getting food at gas stations before and after school.
They're getting that, and then they're going home, so they're not getting a quality meal on a day-to-day basis.
There are no traditional grocery stores, but fast food, gas stations, and liquor stores abound. Over a third of the people in the neighborhood live in poverty, and the Gallup HealthWays Well-Being Index shows Americans in poverty are more likely to suffer from chronic health problems. So late last year, Moore approached Monarch Beverage, a company in the neighborhood, and asked if she could use some of its vacant property to start a community garden.
Sharana comes in and she's very prepared.
This is Phil Terry, Monarch CEO.
And she's got data about the need for healthy food in this community and how, with cooperation from us and other members in the community, she could take some of this land that we're not using and turn it into something meaningful.
It all here. All those radishes y'all planted last week, yeah, they're starting to come up.
So now residents can come for produce, and she's donating too.
My name is Molly Maddox. This is the community cupboard of Lawrence.
The cupboard provides food to 1,200 Lawrence Township families a month. She says the demand for fresh produce is high and points to donations she received from Moore's community garden.
So we got some tomato. I know there was tomatoes because everybody's been wanting tomatoes and she was the first one to bring us those. And then lettuce and I think cucumbers. I think she gave us some of the cucumbers.
The wet weather has been a challenge, but 2 acres of fruits and vegetables, including broccoli, collard greens, and watermelons are growing. She says half the yield will be given away.
The rest of what we grow is going to be sold here on site at a farm stand so that we can have affordable access to farmers market style food for our communities.
They accept SNAP benefits and they also have a free U-Pick section. Moore does not ask people to verify where they live and how much money they make, requirements in some food pantries.
I want to give people a more dignified food experience. No paperwork involved. We just want to know your name and we weigh the food so that we can know how much we're giving out to the community.
Moore's goal in this inaugural year is to grow 20,000 pounds of food. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Lee Dinoon.